Mr. Alloy, if you would have three soundtracks you would take to a desert island, what would they be?
So specific songs, Caleb?
No, like albums.
Okay, well, I think I'd have to divide that up based on times of year. If I'm going to be there by myself for a while, so I probably would want a Christmas album, and with that, I'd probably go with Frank's Christmas album.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel that spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I want to go play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, lots of bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me feel that spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I'd like to go play hide and seek. I like to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, snatching up all those forget-me-nots. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, a gang of bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young.
Can never go wrong with Frank. In fact, I'm gonna have too much Frank, I think, because my other album is gonna be a Frank Sinatra's Greatest Hits.
And more, much more, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I guess you knew that I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up, then spit it out. I grew tall, faced it all, and did it my way. I've loved, laughed and cried. I had my fill, my share of losing. And now as the tears subside, I find that it's all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, no, no, not me, I did it my way. What is a man, what has he got, if not himself, then he has not, not to say the thing he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the gold and did it my way.
Thank beyond that, since I'll be on an island, probably something Jimmy Buffett. Maybe Buffett's greatest hits to keep me going day to day. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 5 o'clock somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Al. I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30.
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble all the way back.
Okay. We just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
What about if you had to have a novel, what novel would it be, except for religious texts and the works of Shakespeare?
Well, since you're going to limit me to one, I would probably go with one of the Harry Potter books. Much as I'm a Harry Potter aficionado, you kind of feel like you have companions in the Harry Potter series, so when you're reading the books, there's people in there. If not, it'd definitely be a history one, probably A Higher Call, which is a book about a German pilot and an American pilot in the Second World War.
A luxury item, what ones would you take?
Well, when you talk about a luxury item, it's interesting. On a desert island, is a toothbrush a luxury item? You know, is a pillow a luxury item? Because for me, it's the simple necessities that might appear to be not everyday items, everyday items that are luxury items. So for me, those essentials, you know, a good night's sleep, pillow would be essential. Be able to brush my teeth, that'd be essential. But beyond that, if you're looking for something else, I'd probably have to go with like a couch. Something I could cash on in the middle of the day. Yeah.
Huh. So we're going to have 3 Frank Sinatra discs, Harry Potter, and a couch.
It was Frank Sinatra, and Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, Frank Sinatra and Jimmy Buffett. Okay.
So sometimes I think being on a desert island would be ideal because you can kind of just get away, don't have to worry about the stressors of day-to-day life, but I imagine the stressors there are different. So my day-to-day life, I love to fish. So in my ideal, where you're dropping me on this island, I'd have fishing equipment, which would make my day pass quickly because I'd be able to go out and go fishing. I could also envision trying to establish some type of homestead there. So trying to knock down the palm trees and use the branches and palm fronds to make somewhere kind of break from the sun, break from the rain, the inevitable rain that's going to happen. So my day would probably be spent a little bit of reading, staying in the shade, a little bit of fishing, and that actually sounds like a vacation more than a punishment.
Okay. To add in times, you probably get this since you're a history teacher. What if you are on the desert island, and then you find out you're not alone, that there's actually an indigenous tribe on the island? What would you do?
That wouldn't be good from current things that are happening. For example, that island off the coast of India where an American missionary tried to go ashore to an indigenous tribe and he wanted to convert them to Christianity, and they shot him with arrows, killed him, and buried him on the beach. So probably at first I would want to try and maintain my distance and anonymity. I don't think that'd be likely for very long on an island, however. For example, you have to have things like fire. So they'd probably identify that pretty quickly. So in that case, I'd probably try to make sure they understood I was non-threatening and that we were kind of in this thing together. And if that's the case, they probably would have established kind of living rights, the way to move through things, and they probably advance my living situation pretty quickly.
I mean, you're just trying to, you just wound up there. It's not like you're going, give yourself to Jesus. Looking for you, I said no religious texts.
Fair enough, but they may not know that. And if I'm on a deserted island, it's likely we're not both speaking English. So I don't know if I can communicate that to them clearly or not.
How do you envision that you would even get on the desert island in the first place?
Well, this is kind of your scenario more than mine, so I would yield to you on that. But unfortunately, it would probably have to have been a matter of some accident, either off of a boat or an airplane. Because I can't conceive, I certainly am not going to willingly go there. And so it would have to be some region I'd be out somewhere and treading water that would pull me ashore. Unless if we're in the world of Harry Potter, I suppose, so could be magically transported there, which would be kind of cool.
Although the boat would explain why there was a couch. There's no couches on airplanes. And yes, you're riding first class, but you're a teacher, and teachers are poor.
Well, that's true. I have actually seen, been on a plane with a couch before, but that was an unusual circumstance, and it was a long time ago. So yes, it is likely. I'm not sure, though, if the boat goes down, Caleb, that I'd be able to take that couch ashore by myself. So you asked for my luxury item. That was dreaming. But the reality is, no, I probably wouldn't be able to have access to any of that, unless that indigenous tribe you're talking about happens to be furniture makers, in which case I'd be all right.
On a desert island, how would you get out?
Well, I don't know that there's a definitive answer, or else I wouldn't be on that deserted island. But the whole deal is trying to get rescued by people. So we watched a lot of those, you know, Survivor Man shows and all those. Create a fire, keep a fire going, make an SOS out of palm fronds in the sand. The reality is, though, unless somebody stumbles across you or sees your smoke and fire, that you're going to have to create an ongoing livable existence. So I think that's where you spend most of your time, because there is no reality of cobbling together a raft and trying to work it through the waves and getting out to who knows where to float in the middle of the ocean, praying that you happen to come across a shipping lane and you're not going out further out into the middle of an ocean somewhere. So the likelihood of that happening is zero. So I think you stay ashore, build a fire, build a sign, and then try and make the best of your living situation. You know, there are times in this hectic world where that scenario you put in front of me actually sounds like a good thing. And sometimes I go there in my head when questions are being asked, and you figure if I'm only on a deserted island, none of this matters. So I don't mind this scenario. The role play is kind of fun sometimes.